the Harinam Sankirtan and book distribution go very well together. In Montreal, 2 weekends ago, we had extraordinary experience going out on book distribution, Harinam Sankirtan, at the same time. It happened just by chance that we were having our seminars together for book distribution, and there was a car race in Montreal that's famous around the world. It's called the Grand Prix. Grand Prix stands, actually it's spelled P-R-I-X. In French it means prize, the big prize. But they got the really big prize because in this huge crowd, there were millions of people coming into town from all over the world to attend this race. And we had very nice Harinam Sankirtan going up and down the street, and then a whole group of devotees distributing in the wake of the Harinam. And you could hear people talking about Krishna up and down the street, because the Harinam party would go by and we'd come walking behind, and people coming the other direction who had just seen the chanting would say something like, "That's Hare Krishna. Don't you know about Hare Krishna? You know, they're from the 60s or something like that. And then on the opposite side, the book distribution going along with the Harinam, there was the devotees in the Harinam party, which I wasn't in the second day. I was just with the book distribution party. They were coming down the street, and there were lots of bars and people in them because they're celebrating about driving cars and stuff. So as the Harinam party went by, there was one man deep in the bar, and he saw the Harinam party, and he had a Bhagavad Gita. He was sitting there at the bar drinking, and he was holding up his book going like this, like, I got one, when the Harinam party came by. So we saw the cross currents of the chanting and the book distribution had a major effect. And people were so, we met so many people that were eager to get books. And in fact, some kids were out there with us who were distributing for their first time, and they're very eager for the book distribution. And they were doing really well approaching people. We found a lot of people that were looking for Bhagavad Gita. There was one one couple of French ladies in there, French-speaking ladies, they're probably from Quebec, Canada, where most people, it's a French-speaking province. But they were. I heard them telling the kids that they were interested in Bhagavad Gita, and they bought the Bhagavad Gita. And so I was thinking, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. It's the way to have victory in the Kali Yuga is to organize for the broadcast of the holy name. It just, in and of itself, it's all powerful. Nam Rup, you know, Krishna's in his name, and it's really loaded. Like sometimes people say that was a loaded question. The holy name is loaded full of Krishna's qualities and pastimes. Nam Namakari Bahuda Nija Sharva Shaktis, all his Shakti is there. So simultaneously, then the next weekend we were in Washington, D.C., the excitement was palpable because right at the same time, Milan Doshi Prabhu, a Kurnath, Dilip Bhai, who else came? Rahini Nandan from Boston, who's part of the Motil Gita team. Jitendra from Chicago. Actually, from here, this Jitendra came also. Wow, that's big news. Oh, when you were been saying Jitendra, you meant this Jitendra. Okay. But the Jitendra in Chicago, he helped to organize packing the books and things. It was nice because when we first called Chicago, they said, sorry, we can't help you out because Milan Doshi was having a real problem. See, the BBT right now can't keep up with Milan Doshi. No, I don't know anybody who can. I know I can't. But definitely the BBT can't. And so he had this big order. All we want is 10,000 Bhagavad Gitas now! And they couldn't supply. They weren't able to accommodate getting them all stamped, so they had to be sent out to Chicago. And I had talked to the temple president there, and he said, yeah, fine, but I'll be out of town, and nobody here can help us, can help you stamp the books. So I had to call an old friend of mine from Chicago. And he's the kind of person who's all around doing everything. He's kind of like You know, if you were going to call somebody in ISV, who would you call? Ramananda Sakha, and say, you know, hey, can you, can this be done? And they'll say, sure, I'll just stay up all night. And so Jitendra is kind of like that. Jitendra is kind of like that in Chicago. So I called him up and said, you know, the temple president said nobody can help. He's going to be out of town. So what can you do for us? And he said, yeah, yeah, we'll get it done. And so Milan Doshi had all this book sent out to Chicago. And sure enough, they got stamped and sent to the right location. And just as they got there and they were doing this massive distribution of Bhagavad Gita's in Chicago, CBS News called, and CBS Television News, and they had read on somebody's blog that Milan Doshi and his crew have a goal to distribute 1 million Bhagavad Gita's to motel rooms. And so they were saying, so this whole thing about, you know, how it's kind of like this idea, you know, like Hinduism taking over America. And so they called up and I talked to a lady on the phone. She said she wants to do a television interview about this Motel Gita thing. That just happened, you know, by Krishna's arrangement. And it's a big sign. So meanwhile, in Washington, D.C., they're having this leadership training course for future leaders of ISKCON temples and things. And they wanted to include something about book distribution. So I taught a class there for a couple of days. And then we all went out in Sankirtan. And it was a really nice spot that we went to distribute. Meanwhile, I was thinking about ISV, wondering how we were doing. And then I heard that we've already come up to the point of 115 devotees out on book distribution. And that's huge. I mean, just think if we had 115 devotees in this room right now, how many of that would be? And they've already, that's how many we've had out. And now, towards our goal of 300 devotees, I was thinking, you know, I was thinking that it was a big goal, 300, until I was talking to Kishore yesterday on the phone, because we had a meeting about some other project that we're working on. And then I started thinking about how, I mean, I don't know how this came in my head, but I was thinking how easy it would be, actually, if we really planned it out, to get 3,000 devotees out on book distribution in a future marathon. And it just, I was thinking, you know, through planning and organization, we really can and will get 3,000 devotees in the very near future out on book distribution. And then I thought, 300 is not that big a deal over the next couple weekends. All we have to go is... Praveena, how many more we have to go? We're halfway through. You think we have 150? Okay, so let's say we have 160 more devotees to deploy, which is nothing, especially compared to 3,000. So now what we need to do is think in multiples. Think in multiples. That means that whatever you were doing now, and whatever conception you had about you and your, you know, your circle of influence, think about how to expand it out towards others. And there's we have lots of tools to accomplish that. First one is the tools of communication. That means that we can communicate to any part of the world at any time of the day or night easily, isn't it? We can contact anybody, any part of the world, at any time of the day or night. So keep that in mind when you're thinking of how to expand your personal book distribution and get more people involved in distributing books in the next... How many weekends do we have now? We have 3 weekends, including this one, coming up. Okay, so 150 devotees over 3 weekends. That means at least 50 new devotees every weekend, right? And so so I'm just saying, meditate on a bigger picture than you were thinking about before, and take personal initiative from wherever you are to expand your influence to others. And what else? How are we doing with the other goals? Books and Lakshmi. Rakshit...
about 420 books to reach the goal of 7,000. So that's very good and achievable. But the Lakshmi goal is lagging behind. There was some update on that last Sunday. I thought we were in good control of it, but then I'm not absolutely sure. So I will ask again, Milan Doshi, whether any Lakshmi was raised at the Chicago convention.
$2,500 from the convention.
Okay, so, so if we have that, then we are within striking distance of $2,000 more to reach the goal of $9,000. Because okay. We are currently at about $4,300, and add 25 will put us at close to $7,000. There's some Lakshmi pending, so another $2,000 to go. For
we should smash those goals. For the book goal especially, I mean, you know, pull out all the stops and really distribute a lot of books because we're so close to it. That's inviting us to really go over that line in a big way. And Lakshmi really follows the books. You know, when we focus on getting a lot of books out, just have that feeling that they should flow out in a major way. And we're... And especially what we need to do more than anything else besides planning and strategizing and is to pray to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. When I was in Montreal, it's the third temple in the world. First was New York, second was San Francisco, third Montreal. Started in a bowling alley. I went there. I saw it. In fact, we went to all the places that Prabhupada went in Montreal. We went to those places. One of them was the Church of Notre Dame, and it's a beautiful church. It's gigantic, and when we went inside, I felt the presence of God because it was the grandeur was there. And when Prabhupada walked in, he said, "This is Lakshmi Narayan worship. This is Vaikuntha." And I was thinking back to how when things in society were not so much stimulating. And there weren't big buildings. There weren't high-rise buildings. This was the biggest building in the whole town. And when I walk in there, I'm overwhelmed. What to speak of back then when people were used to simpler environments and they would go in the church and they would feel this kind of grandeur. You know, I actually started fearing God when I walked in there. I felt like Arjuna seeing the universal form and I felt repentant when I walked in that church. Prabhupada went in there and he spent some time and he made different comments and we read all those as we walked around. And then we went to an apartment that Prabhupada stayed in, and now other people live there. And so the devotee I was with, Gauradas, he enthusiastically knocked on the door, and the people, first the dog came down and then a lady came down with a little baby, and he was just about to explain why we wanted to come in and see her apartment. And he got about two sentences out, and she says, "I know why you're here. I know why you're here. Please come in." Because a lot of devotees come there, apparently. So we went in and looked around and saw Prabhupada's place. The reason I bring that up in relation to Bhaktivinoda Thakur is because the whole time that I was there in Montreal, I was thinking about how Bhaktivinoda Thakur had sent a book to McGill University. And that same book is still, it's not in McGill University, but a devotee has that book now. It's still there. And Prabhupada once said about the books going into Russia, that once the books got into Russia, then the whole place was finished. Because once they get in, there's such a power that comes, that emanates from these books. Because they're coming through the parampara. And the Krishna's power is coming down through the parampara. And it's in these books. And when they go out to various places, the books have a profound effect on the whole environment and the whole city, and they change people's consciousness. So that book sent there by Bhaktivinoda Thakur is there radiating. It's like, you know, in military terms, you know, it's like a bomb was sent to that location, and it's gone off, and now you see the effect. What to speak of all the bombs that we're delivering right now, house to house. We're tossing them in these, you know, it's like, open up real quick, you know. Okay, go to the next one. You know, it's like warfare. They're going off everywhere. And the books that are going out, that they will never, not one of them will go in vain. Not one of them. They all have their effect. They're transcendentally radiating this power from the spiritual world. And that one book from Bhaktivinoda Thakur went there. So the mercy of these great acharyas like Bhaktivinoda Thakur is available to us. It's actually fully available to us. And think what he was thinking. He was thinking how to spread this all over the world. He was writing books and he was thinking how to give Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy to the whole world. As Satyadeva Prabhu was saying, you know, someone who's in advanced consciousness, they're thinking how to show compassion to others who don't have the facility, who don't have it yet. So the main thing we have to do is meditate on Bhaktivinoda Thakur. What was his mission? Jive doi Krishna nam sarva dharmasar. We've made that our mission. He said it. He's the one who wrote it and sang it. And that's become our mission. So we're following Bhaktivinoda Thakur. We should pray to Bhaktivinoda Thakur to give us the power to come up to this first level that we're talking about, 300, which is a precursor to the 3,000. Because what we're doing is we're getting ready actually for something really big, and we're learning how to expand our ways of thinking and the ways of reaching out to people, not just in the Bay Area now, but we're reaching people. Shraddha Devi made a system of how to reach people overseas really quickly to get books out to people in India. And we can do that all over America, all over Europe, anywhere somebody's disenfranchised and they're just sitting there with some, waiting for some service, we can engage them. So now's the time. This is our practice of reaching 300 within the next 3 weeks is getting us ready for the big 3,000 goal, for, you know, really expanding the party by multiples in a big way. And so in conclusion, pray hard to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Everyone, please say a prayer. Maybe we should do it right now. It just take, please take 1 minute. We're going to take 1 minute time. The Thakur is here. Please beg for his mercy that we can realize ways to expand his vision of spreading Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message all over the world through book distribution, and especially in the next 3 weeks to be able to put in place a system so that we can reach our 300 devotees on Sankirtan goal and then expand it by multiples up to 3,000 in a future monthly Sankirtan festival. Okay, start now. Hare Krishna.